Yo, 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 what's poppin'? What's poppin'? It's Smith. We here live on the Smith Express Show. You feel me? Got my co-host, Neto Man.
Neto Man in the building trying to eat my fries before they get cold. What's poppin'? We gonna get this interview in strut.
What's poppin'? Hey, today, I swear to God, we done had several interviews so far. But you know what I'm talking about? This right here definitely means a lot because I got my youngin', somebody I done seen grow up. Like, man, years done flew past. Now he Ace the Great, one of the dopest producers coming out of the Chicagoland area.
Ace the Great.
What's poppin', my G?
What's good, y'all? Thanks for having me. Let's get it cracking.
Let's get it cracking, G. It's all love, bro. Real talk. Hey, man, to see you in the music field, you know what I'm saying? I'm not surprised because, you know what I'm saying? It runs in the blood. You feel me?
Always had
the music on a lot, so,
you know, I
tried
to take up after him, had a couple of friends, you know, introduce
him
to me, so, it's,
it,
you know, it just running the family.
Real talk, you know what I'm saying? Most def, man. So, like, what was your, like, biggest inspiration to even becoming a producer?
Inspiration? I would say I had one of my two best friends, Martell DB, Water Dragon, kind of had got me in the music thing. You know, I always went to church, so you always hear the choir, and I was just, like, amazed. Like, man, is that, like, just how the feeling you can get from music. And then going up, listening to Ye, College Dropout, Graduation, he had that Chicago sampling where you got the oldies mixed with that, the drums. So that's what really I took from.
That's what's up. Hey, I could definitely tell, G. You definitely study some of the greats, bro. Because, you know what I'm saying? You definitely on the right track, boss. Real shit.
Dope shit, bro.
Gratitude.
Man, so, I mean, you being around the game for a minute now, and you seen what it was back then to now, what is it that you bring into the game that's not already here?
Now, I want to bring back that old school hip hop, that boom bap feeling, but still give it that new, you know, you a young dude can hop on it, talk your stuff, I want to bring like Peace King back, like how now I always say Peace King, like bring that feeling back to the culture, because I feel like nowadays, even though there's a new genre, like we're getting away from what hip hop was, so I just want to bring that back to it.
That, hey, I definitely agree.
We missing that feeling, bro, definitely. And with the beats, man, too, we could use some up-to-date, like boom-bap trap, like boom-trap type beats.
Yeah. Right, I want to bring that back to the culture.
Real talk, because you know what I'm saying? Like, the beats be speaking to people, G, alone. You feel mm-hmm. me? The producer mm-hmm. definitely play a key part in a rapper's success.
And trying to find the right artist that actually talking,
they
actually speak the lyrics back, and it makes sense. So that's what I
want to
bring to the
boss. That's what's up, bro. Hey, they out there, all hip hop dope artists, tune into my little cousin, Ace the Great. You feel me?
Ace the Great,
the king of the state. You feel me?
Yeah, too, man. Hey, you been taking on too, so you know everybody. Please stay in tune with this man. He gonna be going places. He going places already.
Good looking, G. Good looking, man. So, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, you grinding, you know what I'm saying? This whole pandemic is crazy. I know you still working. Is there anything you got in the sleeves or anything that's finna drop right now?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm working on a couple of things. I got a song called Destiny coming out in about a month that I'm working on with my guy, Ann Major. It's gonna be fun. I'm telling you. Chop, boom, bad feel, like we just talked about. I got my guy, Solitaire. We doing loop packs, so stay in tune with that. I'm at an Insomniac studio, so I definitely got work coming out. Just stay in tune with me.
Oh, most dev, G.
You're going to be flooding the streets, bro.
Man, we
got time now, man. That's what I want to say the pandemic gave to us, but time. So I'm trying to use all this time I can. You know, I got a little one, so I definitely still got to keep with the family, but grind. And also, I have something. I'm working out of Houston. A producer I'm working with in Houston. We got a collab album coming up or EP coming out. So definitely
working, bro. Lil Cuz working, G. That's what I'm talking about, G. That definitely put a smile on my face, G. Bro.
Oh, man, gratitude.
Man, G. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is your take on, like, today's producers and hip-hop era? Because, like, to me, in my opinion, the producers, bro, like, it's a bandwagoning thing. Like, everyone sound the same. No one has that distinctive sound no more that separates them. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. I definitely feel you. Because I feel like nowadays, everybody's making a tight beat. And, I mean, to get on, that's cool. To make your money, that's cool. But you running another nigga race. I'm sorry, but you following them. What's going to make somebody make a tight beat after yours?
True.
You got to figure that out. So, I've been doing this now for 2 years, and I'm like finding myself. So what I would say, like, people always like 808. They always do the 808. Trying to do the hi hats. They always got a different pitch hi hat. Like, what am I gonna do to make people be like, oh man, that's ace like that? Like, you can't copy here. If you try to copy here, you're still not gonna bring out the hair. So that's what I'm trying to bring back. Like, be your own man.
I agree. So, look, let me ask you this also. Is there anybody that, you know what I'm saying, you trying to collaborate with that you haven't collaborated with yet? Like, any dream collaborations, pretty much?
Ooh, so, Nas, for sure.
Yeah, I can hear him. I can hear that, G.
Nas, Jay. Definitely, I got some people that I work out the studio. Rich, Sonny, them definitely. Them is like Lauder Dragon. Him, I work with him. It's them five top five. Like, I like lyricists. I like people that talk. Like, my beat can be cold, but if you spin on the track, that's gonna bring the beat out even more.
On me, I already know.
Yes.
Hell yeah, G. But just lyricism, period, is missing in hip hop, if you ask me.
What? Yes. I was in the barbershop the other day, and it was a conversation like, yeah, Young Thug. I'm like, you named off Jay, you named off Nas. How is Young Thug in the same conversation? Don't get me wrong, he dope. Like, in today's era, he's definitely dope. But as far as lyricism, as far as all time great,
nah,
he trash.
He hot trash, G. Like, you know what I'm saying? But keep it, like, that's what I'm saying, though. Like Jay, Nas, Pac, you know what I'm saying? They spit quotes that you could put on a Facebook status. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? They spit quotes to where it'll change your life and teach you something. What does Young Thug bring to the game? It's not me hating, but, like, what has he said that said, hey, let me alter my life to because he said this.
I'm still waiting on it. Bro, believe me, I'm still waiting on it. It's not one. You can't. And my conversation was real, like, Illmatic. That's like the Bible of everything. Like, you can listen to Illmatic. Everybody know what Illmatic is.
Yeah.
So listen to Illmatic. That'd be your book, How to MC.
Man. Yes. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. And to bring up Young Thug, like, what project or body of work does he have that's it? I don't even think one song. Because, you know what I'm saying, Young Thug got a gang of songs, but I can't recall one song that could scratch that.
Only song
anything
I know
on that album.
That could pop in my head of Young Thug is that stoner bullshit.
Like, you know,
and that's probably not even how it goes. That's all I remember. Something about some stoner.
I'm a stoner. Ain't that
something like that? Yeah.
Nah, man. It's because I don't think kids today are listening to lyrics. They're listening to the beat.
Nah, and the melodies.
And the melody. So if the melody hit, if the beat hit, they could be saying the words back, but like the words don't make sense.
true.
When one person said some real shit one time, and okay, I kind of see what he's talking about. Like,
what is he talking about?
People don't want to listen to a song to learn something. They want to listen because they want to get high, and they want to listen to beats.
That, and that's...
Yeah.
That's mostly what's going on with this generation. They're not looking for the lyrics. They just want to hear the beat and vibe and get high.
But then you got, like, Jay-Z had an interview, like, a couple of years ago saying, like, yeah, people don't want to hear, they don't want to be woke all the time. Like, you got to feed them some bull and then feed them the truth and then talk about money and then, like, talk about the real. Like, people today don't want to do that. They don't want to try to incorporate all of everything that they need to do. So it's just what's going to make my anything sell real quick.
True. Hey, you know what? Like, right there, you got to make them bite the bait.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, you remember, like, back in the day, like on some, like, hip-hop, people would go to hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, like, to learn something. It was more masculine. Now it's, you know what I'm saying?
More feminine. Everybody dressing with the tight pants with the booty hanging out. Back in the day, it was baggy jeans, and that's how they tried to push it on people. But now it's like, okay, you're trying to get rid of the sagging. Now you did it by changing the whole fashion up and making pants tighter and making skinny jeans. People wearing their skinny jeans now, but what they doing? They still hanging their ass out. Now it looks a little feminizing.
Nah,
then it did, but it looked like, okay, your pants are so big, you ain't got a belt. Now it's like, it shouldn't be no reason your pants are sagging if they're that tight.
How do you run from the cops? Like, you feel me?
But you gotta think, I don't want to call them kids, but everybody that's making that music is what, 17, 18 when they coming out? Like, they not grown. They listening to whoever hot. And
yep.
Whoever hot ain't really grown.
True. And like, bro, but to keep it 100, one thing that I also hate, bro, is that people went from spitting bars to singing, bro.
And it's annoying. They'll sing about anything. They'll make a song about they plug. I'm going to my super plug. That's my Migo. And they singing to the guy. They singing to a whole man. They'll make a song for their friend. That's my dog. Hey, that's my motherfucking dog. And you singing to a whole man.
Yeah, I'm talking about, like, bro.
Even the diss record, you singing to a whole other man. You writing poetry about a whole man in a whole nother room. Hey. And then you drop it in the studio and you singing it to him.
I'm weak.
Hey, that's
you right, though.
Hey, you feel like they be dead ass singing on some, like, one day they hope to sing the national anthem at a football game type shit, bro. Like, bro, motherfuckers be going crazy with this singing, bro. Like,
yeah, they do. And that's, I feel like, and this is my own personal opinion, Drake, to my understanding of what I think about Drake, he's an entertainer. Like, he's one of the best entertainers. That's why he's still relevant. As far as a hip-hop artist, I don't consider him really a hip-hop artist because he'll do anything to make that money.
Yeah. If Drake would have stayed the same since day one, he had to switch his flow. You feel me? I said, my bad. If Drake was to have stayed the same since day one, you know what I'm saying, with that whole nonchalant flow, metaphor type thing, I think that he would have. I don't think he'd be as relevant as he is now. You feel me?
But Drake's one thing. Drake looked like the type to sing. I'm talking about MC Get Busy to be catching bodies on the corner of fucking 73rd and Halsted singing and shit.
That's why I consider him an entertainer. Because he's not a culture hip-hop artist type of dude.
Let that man sing. Let him be great. I'm talking about the dude trying to come up, the underground artist on the street, man. I don't want to hear you sing. Spit some shit.
Hey, I swear to God. Hey, but people is going to do whatever it is that's hot, though, in general. You know what I'm saying? Like, with the whole fingernail polishing and purse wearing. Yeah, like, I mean, salute to them, to each his own, but... Niggas be going overboard with it, G. Niggas getting their toes done. You feel me? Like, come on, G.
Eyelashes. These dudes got eyelashes and shit.
How you gangbanging with your toes down, G?
Hey, that's real though.
Real shit. Gee. They do be wearing these little lace front wigs and shit.
These niggas be snapping. You can't tell them nothing, G.
Trying to get dreads and shit.
I'll
be blown.
Bro, and what's so crazy, bro, when they be coming in, you see some of them in dreads, not saying not all naturally are grown, but bro, you see them 20 minutes later, they got a fade, like, bro. Or they had a fade, and then they get some dreads just like that, like, gee. Dreads used to have a meaning, bro.
Now every idiot got dreads.
I swear to God, gee, dreads meant something. You know what I'm saying? I don't know exactly, but it used to have a specific meaning.
Yeah, they did. Like, anybody back in the day that I used to talk to, they used to hate when you call them, like, they used to hate when you call them dreads. They were like, no, you got to call them, like, these locks. You can't call them dreads.
Yeah.
Like, they would get mad. But nowadays, it's like it's a style thing.
Yeah,
they don't have no meaning.
I would see the Rastas on that conscious shit wearing the dreads all the time back in the day. Then Lil Wayne came out and, like, every ignorant street kid that think he tough want to get dreads.
I swear to God, folk get a D on his report card and want to get dreads.
And some people don't even look right with them, man.
I swear to God.
No offense, maybe I shouldn't be talking about black hair because some people get offended about that when outsiders talk about it. But some people don't. How you look like you a pastor of a church and you got dreads? You look like fucking Ralph the dog from Muppets and shit.
hey, that's real, G. Motherfuckers, anybody, G. Oh my God, bro. Hey, hold on. Hey, all right, Smith Express, we doing this live in the parking lot. You feel me, fo? Hey, this lady just got out the car. I think they messed up her. We just stopped at McDonald's. Is she stealing McDonald's, fool?
She's stealing some shit.
I swear to God.
She's wilding out here, yo.
Man, dude.
Yeah, I ain't throwing hamburgers and shit.
Oh, me, G. Hey, man, big out to Olympia Fields, man.
Shout out to Grimace.
Hey, shorty big as fuck, though.
Oh, yeah, shorty.
Hey, big up to the big women, G.
I love big girls, but goddamn. This bitch a whole bundle of them in one.
Oh, man.
Hey, real shit. But, G, hey, back to your producing game, bro. You specifically, bro, you got it, G. When you be posting your little snippets and you know what I'm saying? Like, my first time ever hearing you, bro, like, that's when I knew I had to inbox you. I'm like, G, I need to cop a beat, bro.
Gratitude, man. It's been a long process, to say the least. It's definitely been a long process. Just from learning my own style, learning a whole program. And like, I worked out of Ableton, so I had to do a boot camp for that, and then interning up the studio with that now. So it's been a long process.
Man, that's what's up. It definitely paid off, though, G. You know how people be having them programs and all, and motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, and they don't really be doing nothing, G. You definitely on your game, bro.
No, I appreciate it, man. Gratitude.
Love, yo. Hey, for those that are trying to get into you, you know what I'm saying, get a hold of you, want to cop a beat, check you out, you know what I'm saying, what's your social media, how can they get a hold of you? Wait, hold on. Hey, boss, we breaking up. Can you say that again, clear?
Yeah. All right, for IG, Instagram, TROTBY_A_Boogie. BOOGIE. Produced by _A_Boogie.
Produce_A_Boogie. You know what I'm saying? Get a hold of Buddy. He got nice prices for the beats. He's banging, bro.
Yeah.
You feel me? You definitely got my cosign, bro. Real shit.
Oh, man. Gratitude. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, man. I'm definitely going to tell everybody about you. I know you've definitely been cooking on the books. You're definitely on the magazine. So, hey, keep an eye out. I'm telling everybody, keep an eye out for this, man.
Good looking, boss. Definitely means a lot, man.
No problem. It's all family, man. One love.
One love, yo.
Strut.
Yo, Lil Cuzzo definitely did it, doing his thing. Ace Boogie, check him out on the beats. You feel me? Dope interview. You know what I'm saying? How you feel about it, bro? Hey, when you hear his beats, though, bro, like, no over-exaggeration, people are like, oh, man, that's your cousin. You just saying that. Nah, like Buddy Nice, like, he bring you, like, you know, he on some early Ye shit.
I definitely want to hear this because that was definitely an inspirational interview right there.
Yeah, and then just to see him grow, man, that's what's up. And he only been doing this for a short period of time. He young, definitely got a future ahead of him. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to definitely chop it up with him and call some more beats and shit.
Hey, definitely, man. Up-and-coming producer. All you rappers out there looking for beats, get at homie. A_Boogie. Check him out. I'm definitely going to check him out as well because I'm looking for beats, too.
Real shit. Smith Express.
Netto Man.
We out.
Strut.
You feel me?